The Way to Wisdom, next on The Balanced Word.
This is a haunt, but it's right under your nose. But are you willing to do the simple things that it takes to ultimately discover how you can do life better, how you can have smarter living, making the decisions that will actually give you the life that you would really like to have, the life that sometimes you're jealous of other people because they have it, but you're just not sure if you want to do what's necessary to actually get it. This is something that it needs to be a quest.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hand and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
If I was to tell you that wisdom, smarter living, and a blessed life are available to you, would you be excited and want to receive it? I'm happy to say it is. Today on The Balanced Word, we'll learn that all we have to do is ask, seek, and be ready to receive. Pastor Dave Rolfe has just begun a new series in the Proverbs. We're calling it Smarter Living. And really, that's our goal, that by the end of our study, we'd adopt God's way of smarter living. Pastor Dave says it all starts through prayer.
If you're not praying for wisdom, don't be surprised if you don't have it. Every time you make a decision, if it turns out to be a stupid decision, and you didn't even pray about whether you should do it or not, there you go. That shows a heart that doesn't care enough to even spend the time to pray. So he says, you need to ask for it. Lift up your voice. Seek her. Search for her in verse 4. Are you really looking for wisdom? And again, as you go down through the thing, you get the impression that it's like, this is a haunt, but it's right under your nose. But are you willing to do the simple things that it takes to ultimately discover how you can do life better, how you can have smarter living, making the decisions that will actually give you the life that you would really like to have, the life that sometimes you're jealous of other people because they have it, but you're just not sure if you want to do what's necessary to actually get it? This is something that it needs to be a quest. It needs to be something that we really want to do in our lives. So let's say that you decide that makes sense. I certainly want to live smarter. I certainly want my life to be better. I certainly want to end up seeing a trajectory of the way I live my life heading in a way that's going to make next year better than this year. So if we decide that and we know kind of what's involved with getting there, the real question is, are you motivated? The reason why we don't change most of the things we don't change is we're not really highly motivated. You know, people who have been told to eat healthy for their whole life, but then sometimes a heart attack is just a great incentive, and now all of a sudden they eat like they're just really focused. On the other hand, you know, stupid people are like, yeah, I don't care, I'm going to die someday anyway. But it's a question of, what kind of a life do you want? What kind of results do you want to get in your life? Are you willing to do it? This year, as we look through the book of Proverbs, we're going to see that God has things to say about just about any area of life you can think of. But are you motivated to actually make the changes that he's suggesting, that he talks about? Well, in chapter 3, in one of the sections beginning with verse 13, he gives a rundown of the benefits of wisdom. And so I think it's good for us right off the top to say, okay, I know what my life looks like now. It's not that bad, but it's not that great. So if I decide to be open to wisdom, to search for wisdom, to listen to what God has to say and be willing to adjust my life accordingly, what's it going to get me? And he lays it out here. Let's go ahead and look at this for just a few minutes. He starts right out in verse 13. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. That's a big one. Are you really happy? If you aren't, then this is really important. If you could be happier, it's still important. Because if you have wisdom and you're living according to wisdom, you should be happy. Now, we all have our days when we're not happy. What is the cause? Where am I failing to live smarter so that I can produce more consistent happiness in my life? Now, bad things happen, and sometimes it would be weird in a particular situation for you to just be giddy about something. But the course of your life, would people who know you describe you as being happy? And this is a tough question to answer. But let's be honest. These are our lives we're talking about. We get one shot at this. So God promises that happiness comes with wisdom. So if we want to be happier, we can live more wisely, we could be happier. Even if you describe yourself as a happy person, in my experience, most people who seem happy aren't really. And some people who seem miserable are really pretty happy when it comes down to it because they like life just the way it is. Ultimately, for every one of us, though, it's like, you want happiness? Wisdom will give you that. Wisdom will cause that to grow. Then in verse 14, her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. Wisdom, if you receive it, will actually be better than wealth. Solomon knew something about wealth. He had lots of silver and lots of gold. But he said, wisdom can't even compare to material blessings. It will be better and more valuable to you that if you could get wisdom, you would be willing to give up your wealth in order to receive wisdom, to get that divine perspective. And so if you value material things, he says wisdom is way more important than that. It'll give you something that's more valuable than that. And then he says in verse 16, length of days is in her right hand. Length of days. Now, I should say this. When you're reading Proverbs, these aren't absolute rules whereby it's just a machine and it happens automatically. These are basic trends of the way that your life goes. So, for instance, when it says, train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it, that's not a guarantee. It's like, okay, I did this, now you have to do that. But what he's saying, in general, this is going to be the case. And that's the reason why you do it. You don't do something because there's an absolute result that's always going to happen. You do something because it's going to increase your likelihood of something beneficial happening. So he says, length of days is in her right hand. So in general, your life, your longevity will be better if you're living more in wisdom. Now, we know this. If you look at what causes death, it's almost always decisions that we make in life that will determine when death happens. Most of us will die from something that we do that's stupid, eating the wrong thing, smoking, or you know, being reckless in the behavior that we indulge in and all those things. Now, yeah, there are some people who break all the rules and they live for a long time, like Willie Nelson has a song where he said, my doctor told me to quit drinking, but I know a lot more old drunks than old doctors. But chances are, if you take care of yourself, your life is going to be longer. But there are people who live life to the fullest, who don't live a lot of years. But that's why he says length of days. This isn't just about how many days you get. I think even more to the point, it's the individual days. Are they full with things that matter? Are you taking the time to create some space in your life? Now, just think about all the time that we waste talking to people who will never listen to us sometimes. You know, wasting time working on something that's never going to develop. For instance, we just went through the big TV football season. And, you know, there are times, and I didn't do it this year, but, you know, there are times when I've spent a couple of days sitting there watching football. Man, those terrible games this year really made me glad that I chose to do some other things, like study for my message and go out and take a hike with my family and things like that. Now, last night I checked and, you know, University of Oregon was playing. They were up 31-0 at halftime, so I didn't even turn the game on. Ann and I went to watch Star Wars instead, and it was great. We enjoyed the movie. I only found out this morning from Jerry that Oregon threw that game away in triple overtime. And I'm thinking, and I like Oregon. I had a couple friends who played there. And that would have just broken my heart. I mean, weigh that off against, you know, Han Solo dying. And it's like, okay, rough night either way. Oh, you haven't seen it yet? What's wrong with you? Well, I just saved you $12 or whatever. A lot of other things happened too. But it's like the time I spent hanging out with my wife was better than any time that I've spent watching long football games. And most of them were blowouts this year. What do you do with your days? Because here's the thing. What you do with your life is what you do with your days. What you do today is composing a part of your life. And there are a lot of us who have big dreams for our life, but we never get a handle on our days. And so he says what wisdom can give you is it can make your days longer. It can make it so that, wow, I can't believe I got that much done today. That I even got caught up and I was able to just sit and look at a lake for a while, or I was just able to sit and enjoy a meal. I was able to just listen to some music or do, you know, it's like, wow. Instead of feeling like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, wisdom will eliminate a lot of the chaff from your life and actually make your days be extended. And our days, collectively, our life, it's all we have. And we need to, wisdom would get the most out of it, would spend our time with the people who enrich and encourage us, would spend our time doing tasks that are actually productive and beneficial, reading things that will make us, help us to be wiser. That's what wisdom can do for us. And it turns your days into treasure. But he goes on and says, in her left hand are riches and honor. Now, you might be uncomfortable with this, but you're going to have to get used to it. Because the wisest man in the world said that when you are living in wisdom, it will make you wealthier. It will make you have more possessions. Now, again, there are exceptions, you know, your Mother Teresa or whatever. But in general, you can look at your life and find out where your money went or decisions that you made that got you locked into the income that you have. And you can figure out you made some really good decisions and some really bad decisions. But without being a name it and claim it, positive confession, kind of faith thing, man, when you read Proverbs over and over again, he promises wealth to people who live in wisdom. Now, if you live in America, you're already wealthy. But the fact is that you could have more if you didn't make bad decisions, right? I mean, we can all see that. Wow, if I had only known what was going to happen to that stock, or if I had only known that going into this job would lead to this career, that's wisdom. And he says, no, it will help you to become more wealthy. If that's uncomfortable for you, and I'm not attacking anyone who is poor and saying choices are what put you there, but wisdom would say that sometimes, that every one of us, where we are financially, decisions got us there. Oh, it may be somebody else's fault, I understand that. But wisdom is something that in its left hand, riches and honor. And he goes on and elaborates some more and says that her ways are ways of pleasantness. Just a pleasant person. All her paths are peace. Somebody who's not uptight and, you know, high blood pressure, striving, struggling, just, you know, there are some people that when you see them, you just feel their peace. It's just like, oh, I feel so good now that you're here. He says, that's what wisdom does. It helps you to be at peace. And he goes on and says, she's a tree of life to those who take hold of her. That is, wisdom is something that will continue to nourish you and make your life what it can be. And he goes on, and if you go down, look at verse 22. They will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Wisdom will increase your life, the quality of life. Jesus said, I came so that you would have life and that more abundantly. But it does it also by increasing grace. Someone who understands an eternal perspective on everything will realize that grace is one of the most important things that we can receive, one of the important things that we can extend. And then in verse 23, you'll walk safely in your way. You won't be in danger. You'll feel safe. And lastly, in verse 24, he says, when you lie down, you won't be afraid. You'll lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Doesn't sweet sleep sound good? I mean, usually every Sunday, someone gets the gift of sweet sleep while I'm preaching. And I'm always fine with that. You don't ever have to fight to stay awake. You probably, if you can't stay awake during a message, you probably need sleep more than anything I'm going to say in the message. So just go ahead and doze off. But look how much money we spend on sleep medication. And yet, there are things that we could do that would increase our sleep. Wise things. I mean, one thing that it took me years to figure out is start with a decent mattress. I'm not selling mattresses, but if you're scrimping on a mattress, you're buying some swap meet mattress because they go, yeah, it's sort of like the other one. Get a decent mattress. That's just simple wisdom. But also, if you've had a good amount of exercise during the day, don't eat right before you go to bed. Don't drink coffee right before you go to bed. Don't sit there and stare at a screen, whether it's your smartphone or your iPad or your TV, because that does things that will rob you of your sleep. We know all these things, and yet so often we lose sleep because of making stupid decisions. Wisdom is the best sleeping aid that you can ever find, because you'll figure out how to do the kinds of things that will give you sleep. And if you don't have a decent amount of sleep, nothing else is going to turn out like wisdom the next day. Your decisions will be poor because your sleep is what you need to restore. Now, physically, you only need a couple hours, 2-3 hours of sleep. Most of the rest of the sleep that they say you need, between 6 and 8 hours usually, has to do with your need emotionally to shut down. And when you're in a dream state, it helps your mind work through some of the emotions and issues that you're feeling. And so, you know, but deep sleep is something that wisdom can contribute to it. And it actually is one of the most important things that you can have. So much so that if all of the wisdom in the world is not improving your sleep, I would certainly say, if you need it, take something to help you go to sleep. Try sleepy time tea or some kooky herb. So if you find out that a placebo will help, go for it, you know, or whatever else you need to do. But wisdom will cause that to not be an issue, because you'll sleep like a baby, because you'll look at your day and go, wow, what a great day. And you'll look at tomorrow and say, I can't wait till tomorrow because I have some choices. There are some ways in which I can respond to whatever challenges life brings, and I'm ready for it because I am receiving God's wisdom. So we look at all this and say, okay, wisdom is obvious. It's almost common sense. It's everywhere. But you have to seek it. You have to ask. You have to be open. You have to be ready. But ultimately, the question is, do I want to have a blessed life? Do I want really to be happy? Do I really want my days to be better? Do I really want to have peace? Do I really want to experience grace? Do I want relationships that where we can nourish and feed each other? Is that what I'm looking for? Then wisdom is where you get that. And so all year, we're just going to be looking at different aspects of wisdom in the Bible, here in the book of Proverbs, and seeing how can I live in a smarter way that can give me the life that God wants me to have, that can make my life be full and rich and blessed. There's another verse I want you to turn over to in Proverbs 19. I love this verse. Proverbs 19 and verse 8. Solomon says this: he who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. So, the people who get wisdom, put it into practice, Ultimately, they are people who love their own soul. Your soul is who you are at its depth, at its core. And you might think, well, wait, loving your own soul, that seems like something that's selfish, that's something that's bad. But the best thing that you can do for yourself, if you really value yourself, is to apply your heart to wisdom, is to seek how God can lead and guide you to make better decisions with your life. That is something that if you love yourself, you will do it. Now, what that tells us also, if you flip that around, people who don't love their soul will not walk in wisdom. And I know that there are some people who are stuck in destructive lifestyles, who are doing things, or they're sabotaging their own lives. And I would suggest to you that for most people who are doing that, it's because they've lost a sense of their soul being valuable or worth anything. Maybe through other people rejecting you, maybe through messages that you got, maybe it was through your peers or through trying and failing certain things. But at some point, when you get to the point where you do not love your own soul, you don't really care what happens to you, then wisdom is just, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be there. But I want to tell you something. There is someone who loves your soul more than you can. And that is the God who made you. He loves your soul so much that he sent his son to die for you. That he wants to forgive your sins. He wants to set you free to become everything that you can possibly be. He wants you to find that mark of his glory, to get in that sweet spot of life and performance that it's like, wow, this is what I was created to do, to find that flow. He wants that for you more than you could ever want it for yourself. And if you've never really come into a relationship with him, today would be a great day to do that. We're looking at God's wisdom. Now, let me make it clear. If you really don't want to follow Jesus, but you just want to get smarter about how you live your life, you can stay with us all year, and your life will get better just by following the principles of what God says wisdom is. But ultimately, the most important decision is, do I love my soul enough that I will give it to the one who loves my soul the most? And that's a simple decision, to allow him to give you a fresh start in your life by receiving his forgiveness and by discovering what it is to truly be loved.
We're receiving God's wisdom from the Proverbs right here on The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Roth. It's part of a series called Smarter Living. And you can request a CD copy by calling 949-362-7475. I should also mention this entire series is available on a USB for a donation of $10 or more. You'll receive all 51 messages in the series that'll lead you to smarter living as you hear and learn to live by God's wisdom from the Proverbs. So call us at 949-362-7475 and ask for the Smarter Living Thumb Drive. Our programs are also available online at thebalancedword.com. Thank you for your support of the Balanced Word Radio Ministry. It allows us to bring Pastor Dave's teachings to stations like this one all across the nation. Donations can be made at thebalancedword.com. Dave Rolfe is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. You can hear him teach on a Sunday morning at any one of these three times, 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information or to live stream. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Now to wrap things up in a word of prayer, here again is Pastor Dave.
Lord, thank you for loving us, forgiving us, for sending your son to die for us. We are in awe of the privilege that we have to take our life that's a gift and to be able to make choices that can turn this life into the kind of life that you wish for those you love so much. So this year, I pray that you would help us to grow in wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord to present lives to you that we can say, wow, watch this, God. Look what we did. Look how this worked out. So we offer ourselves to you. For those who don't know you, Lord, I pray that as they take these elements, that they will just decide to allow you to start fresh in their lives. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're talking about honesty and integrity on the next Balanced Word when Pastor Dave Rolfe continues our series, Smarter Living. This has been a presentation of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And yeah.